You're listening to SBS News.
1 minute past midnight on November the 23rd, and there'll be free movement between New South Wales and Victoria. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian made the border announcement as she continues to pile pressure on Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk over her decision to bar Sydneysiders from entering her state. Meanwhile, the ACT border won't reopen to Victorians until at least the 22nd of November at the earliest. The border between New South Wales and Victoria has been closed since early July, when a person with COVID-19 travelled to Sydney's southwest. Ms Berejiklian has described the reopening as a calculated risk.
Come a minute past midnight on Monday the 23rd of November, there'll be free movement between Victorian and New South Wales residents. In fact, from the 23rd of November, very proudly, New South Wales will be the only jurisdiction in Australia that will be welcoming residents of all states, of all jurisdictions. So New South Wales will be the place where every Australian citizen is welcome, including New Zealand citizens.
Ms Berejiklian also announced QR codes will become mandatory for venues from November the 23rd, as New South Wales Health is still identifying non-compliance 7 months after the pandemic began. The change was prompted in part by the failure of a southwest Sydney restaurant visited by a positive case to provide New South Wales Health with staffing and patronage records. New South Wales has recorded 3 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 infections. 6 new cases are also being reported in overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. All of the new local infections are close contacts of previous cases and linked to the Hoxton Park cluster in southwest Sydney. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says more than 17,000 people were tested during the reporting period, and it's vital that the high rate is maintained.
Over recent weeks to months, we have continually seen occasional cases pop up of locally acquired cases where we are unable to identify a source. And that indicates that there are unrecognised chains of transmission occurring in southwestern Sydney.
Meanwhile, hopes for a COVID normal summer are rising in Victoria. The state has recorded a 5th day in a row with no new coronavirus cases or deaths. That's Victoria's 2nd longest stretch without any new cases to date, with metropolitan Melbourne's rolling 14-day average standing at 1.7%. Premier Daniel Andrews is pleading with Melburnians to follow COVID-19 rules, saying he doesn't want to see more people flouting rules, like the thousands who went to St Kilda Beach yesterday without masks.
Make good choices for safety, make good choices for lives and also for livelihoods, because while we continue to see these low numbers, then we can keep the place open and we can take further steps to open up even more, and that's what Sunday will be this week. In the meantime, I think deep down everybody knows, whilst we'd love this to be gone, it isn't. It's still lurking there, it's still smouldering. And unless we have that kind of collective sense of absolute responsibility for where we find ourselves in a week, in a month, in 3 months, then we won't get the good outcomes that we've all worked so hard to achieve.
And Queensland says it won't make any decisions on opening its border to Greater Sydney or Victoria before the end of the month. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the New South Wales government's decision to reopen its border to Victoria later this month won't bring forward Queensland's decision. She says the health advice will be reviewed at the end of the month before a call is made on Queensland's border before Christmas. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.